With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Morning Motivation, our final episode about envy and jealousy and getting it out of your heart and making sure our bones don't rot. I don't want rotting bones. I want the opposite of that. Proverbs 14:30 says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh. I want life, not rotting bones. So we're talking about ways to get over jealousy. Well, be content with what God has given you. Okay, sure. More than that, be grateful for what God has given you. Okay, excellent. Know that God has given you exactly what you need, your daily bread. Okay. Don't think you know better than him. We talked about the Jewish scholar from the Middle Ages. It was like, you want it, God didn't give it to you, so he doesn't want you to have it. So that's it. And I like that, like, tough love. It's like, get over it. And then one of the 10 commandments, don't covet. Okay. That's it. That's all we should need. It's all I should need. A little trick. Know that if you want something that someone else has, you have to take the whole package. You can't just take the one thing. You can't just take their giant house. You also have to take their 120-hour work weeks for the last 20 years, for instance. Or you can't just have all this money. You also got to take the fact that they work forever and their family hates them. You got to take everything. And almost nothing is worth the whole package. So that's a little hack. These are all good, but the truest antidote to jealousy is love. If godly love is in your heart, then you can not only not be envious, you can rejoice in the success of others. Oh, of course. So take the person you're envious of, maybe the person you hate even, and instead of being envious of them, decide to rejoice in their success. So to go back to the genesis of this whole week, Daily Wire offered Steven Crowder $50 million. I just heard that. I was like, what? $50 million? So I got jealous. Well, how about this? Congratulations, Steven, on your $50 million offer. Congratulations. That's amazing. Good for you. If you can get to that point, pray for things for other people the way you would ask for things yourself. Have you ever done that? I have not. But Ephesians 4:29, it commands, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such things as are good for building up. So let's build up. I pray that these people get these amazing things. And when you do that, you won't be thinking about worldly things. I mean, Romans 12, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. God's will is for me to have $50 million. Apparently not. Okay. Stop conforming, Slater, to the patterns of the world. Focus on God's good, pleasing, perfect will. Focus on him, not other people's bank accounts. focus on what matters. And I got to read this. This is the hymn that my six-year-old sang at school today. I was like, God, geez. Be thou my vision. It's like the six-year-old's lecturing me. Be thou my vision, old hymn. Riches I heed not, nor vain empty praise. Thou, you, God, are mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart, ruler of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, when victory is won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Keep your eyes fixed on what and who really matters. Hope you have a great weekend.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.